you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 10th. Today's word is fathom, spelled F-A-T-H-O-M. Fathom is a verb that means to probe or to take soundings, to measure by a sounding line. It can also mean to penetrate and come to understand. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Star Tribune of Minneapolis by Simon Peter Grobner. It was hard to fathom that this canyon was carved not by natural forces but by humans. But that's the Mesabi Iron Range for you. Today's word comes to us from the Old English word fathom, meaning outstretched arms. The noun fathom, which now commonly refers to a measure, especially of depth, of 6 feet, was originally used for the distance, fingertip to fingertip, created by stretching one's arms straight out from the sides of the body. In one of its earliest uses, the verb fathom meant to encircle something with the arms as if for measuring, and was also a synonym of embrace. In the 1600s, however, fathom took on the meaning of using a sounding line to measure depth. At the same time, the verb also developed senses synonymous with the words probe or investigate, and is now frequently used to refer to the act of getting to the bottom of something, figuratively speaking. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.